Lukut HaTorah, Parsha Shlach, page 102, second column, Eis Beis. Now, the Rebbe was explaining, like, why Yeshua sent spies based on what Hashem told him to do, and by the spies of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't. And he said that why did the Meraglim, they were tzaddikim, why did they come back with negative report? So he starts explaining that we say Nagdishach, that we sanctify Hashem. So the question is Hashem holy by himself? Why do we need to sanctify Hashem? So Al Rebbe started explaining this, that what we sanctify Hashem means to reveal godliness into the world. Of course Hashem is holy, but to bring down that kedusha into the world that we accomplish. And he says, how? Primarily through the level of Ratz of Hashem, longing and coming, Torah, mitzvahs, bring it down in a makif level, Torah brings it down in a panemius level, and by having the vessel of Teir and Mitzvahs, we're able to reveal godliness down here in the world. So he says in Beis,
right?
What?
In Hallel, we do the same thing.
Yes. We praise Hashem and
recognizing Him,
therefore he comes down. Correct. And this revelation of Alukus that we bring down is called Reach. It's called smell. Why? Like it says about Mashiach, Vareche b'yiras Hashem. He's going to have the smell of the fear of God. Like it says in the Gemara, interesting thing. What do you mean, Vareich b'yiras Hashem? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Mashiach is going to be Marich v'doyin. When Mashiach comes, he's going to judge the people. He's going to go, two litigants come to him, he's going to go, you're right, you're wrong. That's what it says. Vareich b'yiras Hashem. What does this mean, the level of reach? Just like reach, smell, is not the thing itself. It's only a slight revelation of the object. When something smells good, the smell that you have is not the object. It's a revelation of the object. This is a revelation of Hashem, and this revelation is called Arich Anpin. Like it says, Arich Api. I will lengthen my anger. He says over there in the Idra, in the part of the Zer called Idra, in Parshas Dasei, he says, Lebalachetim ani mispala, daven to the one that has the nose. This revelation of Hashem is called nose because it's the concept of smelling. Meaning, it's not the essence of Hashem, it's a revelation of Hashem. Just like smell is a revelation of the object. And Hashem is called the owner of the nose, right? The owner of the nose, Shu'atzmi is the marker of Ha'ara, which is the essence and the source of the Ha'ara. That it reveals itself from him. And this is a very great revelation. And it comes, this revelation of Hashem, like he says, Lamaila Maila Adin Ketz or Lamata Mata Adin Tachlis. There's no end to the height and there's no end to the low. That means it comes from the highest of the highest all the way to the lowest of the low. Okay, skip the parentheses, the four lines. Now, therefore, it's called Arich Anpin. Arich means long, meaning a big smell. To come into the neshama in the level of machshava dibra maisa mitzvah. Okay? Dr. Rebbe explained before. Basically, mitzvahs are thought, speech, and action. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, they had action. The Meraglim didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael because they were in the world of Midbar. They were in the world of Medaber, of speech. They couldn't come into the world of action. But he says, Nine, Bechin, Salavushim. These garments of Alokus, Nimshach, and Ayre, Bechin, Yamim, comes to the level of days. What is days? Shasa Yamim. The 365 days, Shem Shasah Hamshachas, which are 365 revelations, Kamei L'Moshel, Shasagidim. Just like the three other, it's interesting. The Rambam in his Hakdama writes, in Hakdama of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes, 248 positive mitzvahs corresponds with the 248 limbs of the person. 365 negative commandments, the Rambam says in his introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, corresponds with the 365 solar days of the year. That means every day says, don't sin on me. Don't sin on my day. In Kabbalah it says that 365 is also 365 veins. So Al Tareb is explaining both things. It's 365 days, which is Giluyim, revelations, and also 365 veins. What is the purpose of a vein? A vein is that vehicle for the blood from the heart to go into each particular limb to function accordingly. That's why the purpose of veins, to bring the blood, and you have bigger veins and smaller veins, more basic mitzvahs, less basic mitzvahs. Shadam v'chayesa yetzim en alef, l'chol o'evodim, nimshach v'derech gidim, comes through the veins, which are the level of gvuris, which is the level of, comes like, you know, with thrust through the veins. Shatzor ha'odim is gaber, a person needs to have this power. This gaber, this got to strengthen himself over the eight zahodim. This gaber is sitracha, to break evil. Begimel b'chinas elu. In these three levels of thought, speech, and action, haynu machshavti, dibura ma'isov, shebil avedas Hashem b'lvad. Bottom line of the page, klola de milsa, what does it mean, generally speaking? Sheyosim odam machshavti, a person should put his thought, his brain in to meditate, asher b'machshavti hakadesha. Therefore, Hashem's machshava, mamshich olav m'mayla, comes unto the person from above, levush la neshama, a garment for the neshama. In other words, what should be the person's goal to do mitzvahs? To bring godliness down into the world. And not, he shouldn't do it just because I'm getting reward. In other words, everybody, a lot of people that don't learn chassidus are very worried about Gan Eden. You know, how am I going to get Gan Eden? The whole thing of doing mitzvahs is Gan Eden. He said, that's called for receiving reward. He says, in Pirkei Avos, you shouldn't do that. You should serve Hashem, because this is what Hashem wants, to bring down the unity and the oneness of Hashem into the world. Yizbein and gam kem bezeh, lu'um ezeh, in the opposite side, machshav esrois. If a person has foreign evil thoughts, shem levushim tmeim la neshama, that are impure, veins for the neshama. You can either have a healthy relationship by having positive thoughts. You can have evil, negative thoughts, which is a cause for evil garments. And not like the mistake of the fools, shakal ba'neim, that it's easy, in their eyes it's nothing. Lachshev machshav eschutz, to think evil thoughts, and they say miyachas sheina lemaisa klal. Because it's not, we had one of our presidents that gave an interview, and it will be in an unnamed magazine, that he said that he commits adultery in thought.
Yeah, President Carter, Jimmy.
Yes. And, thank you. there's nothing wrong with it. You know, like, here the Altareb is saying that's a foolish approach, because evil thoughts, are even worse than actions in a certain respect. And therefore, Chazal also say, the Gemara says, good thoughts, Hashem connects to action. Evil thoughts, Hashem doesn't connect to action. So therefore, so he said, this is what the fools think. What could be so bad about a foreign thought, an evil thought? But the truth is, the thought itself, it's a garment for tuma. Like we learned, just in kedusha, your thoughts are a vessel to bring thoughts of kedusha. Our thoughts are the vessels to bring God down into the thought. So evil thoughts is the vessel to bring evil down into the person and into the world.
But why is it worse than the action?
because thought is closer to the soul than action. So as far as blemish-wise, the blemish on the soul is more when it's in thought than in action. Because action is separated from the person.
The damage that it does to the one who gets hurt by that.
Correct, because this is an action world.
Yeah,
it's insane. Okay. But like Chassidus explains, and the Baal Shem Tov said it, that there's a world of thought, speech, and action. If somebody thinks, I'm going to kill you, in the world of thought, you killed them. If somebody says, I'm going to kill you, in the world of speech, you killed them. The issue is, this world is not a thought world and not a speech world. We don't get punished for thought or speech. But as far as blemish goes, the blemish is greater on the soul because thought is closer to the soul than action.
And you could be punished.
Only for Avedi Zara. Marshava Atmi, 1 second. Is Levush Tuma Shemabi Shemakif and Neshama that dresses up the encompasses the Neshama. May Shevad Raga from head to toe. Therefore, Veinechela Lekalubach to say, therefore, you won't be able to become one with Hashem. If a person has foreign thoughts, that foreign thought doesn't allow godliness to be revealed within him. Therefore, a person should realize, Alter Rebbe says, any foreign thought, any evil thought, should be as bad as idol worshipping. Because you're basically denying God's existence, at least at that time, in your thought. Because a person will be separated from the oneness of Hashem. To be from a person who gives a reckoning of a thought, to make a reckoning every day. How many, in other words, he says like this, a person really, I mean, that's not exactly what Dalton, but Dalton basically is alluding to the fact that a person needs to make a reckoning at the end of the day, how many good thoughts they had and how many bad thoughts they had. Which is really almost impossible because, like we said, you stop somebody in the street and say, tell me what you thought in the last 5 minutes. Unless they're concentrating on something, they're all over the place. But the word chassidim, it says, they're able to give a reckoning of every thought, speech, and act they have since bar mitzvah. That's what it says. V'zehu yamim yitzar v'le'yachad b'hem. And that's what it says. Hashem gave us days. V'le'yachad b'hem, meaning, she'yem er adam erishin. That after Adam erishin, this pasuk Adam erishin said, after he ate from the chet etzadaus, and he said, go mi ro'einecha. In other words, after Adam Rishon sinned, what did he say the first thing when God came to him? He said, Hashem said, where are you? So he said, I hid because I realized I was naked. Now, obviously, literally, it means he was naked. And until then, like the pasuk said, they weren't embarrassed of their nakedness because there's nothing wrong with being naked before the Eitz Hadas because there was no Eitz Hara yet. Once he sinned, but the Alter Rebbe is saying here, what does it mean that Adam Rishon said, Yamam Mitzar V'lechob, and he said, also, Eidam Anechi, I don't have any more garments. I messed it up. I don't have any garments to bring down the level of Kedusha within me. Hashem gave him one mitzvah. Then later gave him another six, five. Yeah, Adam Rishon was given six mitzvahs. And Noach was given the seventh. So he blew it.
By the way, it's very easy to remember all the thoughts from Bar Mitzvah time.
Okay.
When somebody thinks about one thing all the time, how much for who, you always think about.
Yeah, but when you think about nothingness, there's a lot of nothingness. Nothingness is full of nothing.
All the time.
Okay. Oh, you're such a tzaddik. You got the tzaddik award. Okay. And Hashem formed those days. You gave me days. And like we said before at the beginning, Yamim means the revelation of this level of Elokus. He says to Hashem, Yamim Yitzaru, you really gave me garments to bring down this level of alukus. That's what a garment is. You to bring down a vessel, to bring down that level of alukus. I blew it. But I didn't reveal the level of echod in it. In other words, like this. It's very interesting. The Pasuk in Tilim says, Yamim Yitzaru, Hashem gave us days, V'loy echod behem. In the Tilim, there's two ways. It's written with an aleph and a vav. There's a kli and a ksiv. So one way, it's V'loy echod behem with an aleph. That means, the way he's defining it here, Adam Rishon said that Pasuk. He said to Hashem, you gave me days, V'loy and not echod behem. I didn't bring down echod, V'loy echod, with the aleph. I didn't bring down echod into the days you gave me. I messed it up. Or another way of learning it, V'loy with a vav, Yamim Yitzod, V'loy, and to him echod is to bring down echod behem. So it's either I'm bringing down echod into the days, I mean, because the days are the garments. Hashem gave me day by day to bring down a lukus in the world. So either I blew it and I didn't bring down a lukus in it, or I did bring down a lukus in it. It's both. Look at the Talmud.
No, I mean, what's the written word? What's the written word with an aleph?
I don't look up and tell. V'zeo, the meraglim shesholach Yeshua. L'ragos Yerichai. Therefore, Yeshua sent spies to Yerichai. And the Alter Rebbe at the beginning of Maimon says, if he did, he probably Hashem told him to do it. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him not to do it. So what's the difference? He said, because Yeshua sent Reach. Because Yerichai, he said before, is a reyach. La'arag ol la'havchim b'chines ha'levushin she'b'chines reyach hanal. Okay? So this, the Rebbe has a whole Maimon Shlach that explains this thing at great length. Bottom line is, Yerichai represents thought, speech, and action, the garments. That a Jew has the ability to control. So Hashem says, that's basically what we were discussing the other night in the Shir. It's Beinoni controls Yerichai, the Reach, the garments, which is thought, speech, and action. Meisha Rabbeinu, though, sent, Ubechinis Meradim, Shesholach Meisha, Losur Eretz Canaan. But Meisha Rabbeinu sent not to Yerichai. Meisha Rabbeinu sent to the seven nations to conquer the seven midas of the Nefesh HaBamis. That he says, Livchinus Muhus Ava V'yira, Ze'iyev Shel B'chinus Meisha. Only Meisha Rabbeinu could do that. So why did he send? So we learned what the Rebbe explains in the Maimer. Even though you can't do it, you got to try anyway. You have to try anyway to do it. Even though you know you might not be successful, you got to do your part. And then Hashem does his part, like it says in Tanya. El b'chinei meishik chama, which has come from Chochma k'may merazal. B'nei meishik v'nei chama. Because the Medrash says, Rashi brings it down, Meishik Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, was the face like a sun, and Yeshua was like the moon. It means Meishik Rabbeinu was much greater than Yeshua. So Yeshua sent spies to Yerichai. Meisha Rabbeinu sent spies to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ve'neshav v'chol nefesh. V'lchein l'ho yetzi v'yalzeh l'chol odom. Therefore Hashem says to Meisha Rabbeinu, I cannot command you to become a tzaddik, to transform and kill the Yetzer Hara. I can't command you to do it. Because if Hashem would give us the mitzvah, then we would be able to do it. But that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want everybody to be a tzaddik. Hashem wants everybody to be a Beinoni. So therefore Hashem says, I can't command you to do it. But the spies that Yeshua sent, yesh l'chol odom. Every person could do it. In the garment of thought, speech, and action, that his neshama should not be naked. Without the garments to receive the kedusha of Hashem, the nagdishach, you know, that we make Hashem holy. Okay, that he said, okay, skip the parentheses. Oh, until the end of the page. Yeah.
How is this different than what the Rebbe said, Reishach Yeshua?
The what?
I thought this whole warrant about you can change only your position, but you can't change your mitzvah. from that maimed that the Rebbe said. I didn't know it's the Alter Rebbe who said this.
Most of the things the Rebbe says is based in the Kotel Torah, Torah Or, and it's the Rebbe's maimed, the Rebbe's own revelation of Elokus coming down into the world. But the Alter Rebbe quotes over there. I mean, the Rebbe quotes from the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe obviously elaborates much more on it and adds things to it. But no, just the part. The whole part that the Meraglim didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to stay. Just also to look at the table.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, Tanya is a Chumash. Kotetayr is like the Gemara. Okay. Every thing that anybody makes up eventually is all based on the Gemara, no?
Yeah.
Okay, so. No, this
is exchange here went over my head.
What?
What was exchange here went over my head.
Good.
They agree to this.
That means you have a head.
It's all from Torah.
Or is there even enough?
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know. This we finished.
Rabbi, why did you take lunch?
Okay, let's go back to this for a few minutes. We have page Mem Vav, a very short thing over here.
Did you finish that maimer?
Yeah, we finished that maimer. Okay, just these few lines over here. The
conclusion was that we don't know anything.
The conclusion is that everything we do, we either cause Hashem and allow Hashem to be revealed, or we don't cause Hashem to be revealed. It's up to us. We either create the garments. If there's a garment, there's a cup, then there's a vein, the blood can flow through it. If we block the vein, the blood can't flow through it. So this is up to us, whether not Chassid Shalom. Now, the Rebbe asked the question, why do we have to sanctify Hashem with Nagdisha? Hashem is holy. We're not making Hashem holy. We're revealing that level of Kedusha into the world by creating garments for Him. So if you create like evil thoughts, like you were saying, evil speech, evil action, then not only are we not creating vessels, we're creating vessels for evil to exist in the world. Okay? So therefore, what? So then, how in the world do you expect to bring in the same head, Kedusha, if the head is still full of impurity, or foolishness, or stupidity? So, and he says, every day is another Aveda of a person. So, it's really up to us whether godliness is revealed. That's what it means. Know what's above you. Everything that comes in the world is up to us. We either create a vessel for Kedusha or we create a vessel for evil. There's no in between. There's no in between. So it depends what we think and speak and do. That is what actually changes the situation. And that's the power that we have. Whether Hashem decides to come into the world or not, it's not up to Hashem. I mean, not that he can't. He could do whatever he wants. But he set it up in a way that he wants that we should be the ones that bring either Kedusha into the world or impurity into the world. The purpose of a positive mitzvah is by action we bring down Kedusha in the world because action brings Kedusha. And therefore, on a positive mitzvah, we have a bracha. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvayta v'tzivanu. On negative commandments, there's no bracha. There's no bracha if somebody's about to eat, not to eat pig. He doesn't say, "Ah, Shem Kishon Mitzvah Sivanu, not to eat pig." Or, you know, why? Because negative mitzvahs don't bring Kedusha into the world. If you don't eat pig, it doesn't bring Kedusha into the world. You're not doing anything to bring the Kedusha into the world. It's just that if you transgress it and you do eat pig, then you're bringing evil into the world. So number one, you're full of evil. Secondly, then there's no place for God in a world of evil because you have to be a vessel for godliness. If evil doesn't allow Kedusha to be revealed. That's why it's evil. So who makes that? So therefore, you can't make a bracha that got sanctified or snapti it chazer. Because you don't become sanctified by not eating chazer. You only become sanctified by doing something. By not the negativity, is just as if you did transgress it and you ate chazer and you did this and you did that, of the 365, then you're bringing evil into the world, which becomes stronger, and then the fight of good and evil becomes more difficult.
Your chametz is based on a negative.
No, the positive mitzvah is to burn chametz. That's the positive mitzvah. Or destroy chametz, whichever way it is. But there's no bracha, you can't have a bracha on a negative commandment. Okay. But that's the okay.
We have three more minutes. What happened? 3 minutes.
Class today is sponsored by Avraham Meradian.
Thank you. Avraham Meradian.